Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Tribune editorial headline, let restaurants reopen sooner, not later. And the piece here points out that under the governor's recently announced five-step plan to reopen the state, restaurants remain closed until at least June 28th. The governor made his decision on dining establishments, according to this editorial, without the advice of at least one industry trade organization. Illinois Restaurant Association President Sam Toya told Tribune columnist John Cass, "We did not have any input until after the five-point plan was released." Sam, good morning. I guess you wish you had conferred with the governor before he issued this plan. I know you're unhappy with it, and a lot of your restaurant folks are. But I guess one thing to keep in mind, many people are scared. A new poll says that 67% of Americans want the restaurants to remain closed. But you have some ideas on how to reopen and keep everybody healthy, don't you?
Yeah, Bob, you know, so obviously restaurateurs always care about the safety and health of their team members and their customers. All we wanted to make sure is that we're communicating and educating the governor and his people, and we want to be communicated and educated back as well. As I always say, communication, education is the key to success. So as we see, you know, this rollout, he's rolling it out in five different phases and throughout the state. The northeastern part of Illinois, you know, which is basically the Chicagoland, north central Illinois, central Illinois, and southern Illinois. So as we roll this out, now it is planned, the earliest you can open is probably June 26th, and it will be with limited seating. And then he's looking at, you know, 28 days after that, each day, you know, so if we open June 26th, and that could be, remember this, Bob, it could be in southern Illinois, maybe northeastern, still not even open yet, but it would be 28 days to do the next phase, which then would be, what, we're talking July 24th, and this could only be maybe in southern or central Illinois. And we're not sure why he was using the 28-day period to move between phases, where Dr. Fauci and New York and Governor Cuomo is using the 14-day period to move between phases. So there's just so many things that we were asking as we move ahead. Again, we want to hear what the scientists and doctors have to say, and health and safety is always our number one concern.
Are you going to have an opportunity to talk with the governor?
You know, we've talked to some of his some of the governor's team members over the weekend. We're you know, getting our plans together and stuff like that. We're looking at, you know, like Indiana's opening this week. Obviously, Texas is open, Tennessee's open, Iowa's opening, Georgia's opening. So we want to see what they do. Remember, today's May 11th. So even if we thought we could open, it could even be until early June. That's still another 20 days away. So let's see what happens in these other states. And if COVID-19 goes up, by all means, you know what I mean, the health and safety of our citizens, our customers, our team members is the most important. But like I said, we have 20 days. Let's see what happens in these neighboring states like Indiana and Iowa that's opening. And let's talk about central Illinois and southern Illinois and north central Illinois. And then obviously northeastern Illinois, where we're at in the Chicagoland area. And see if we, you know, maybe we can open with limited seating. Maybe we can just do a seating with outside dining, and we can close some streets and parking lots, what they're doing like in Tampa, Florida. So there's a lot of ideas we can talk about, but always keeping the safety of our customers and citizens and team members at the forefront. Like I said, health and safety is always number one.
Yeah, it makes sense to take a wait-and-see attitude. Why not? When you hear about very successful, famous restaurateurs like Rick Bayless saying he had to lay off 250 people, you can't help but thinking about the smaller ma-and-pa independent family businesses and how this is affecting them. And I know, what did you say here in the paper. I read a quote from you, Sam. You said if we go till the end of June, it could be 45% or more of restaurants that never reopen. And as you say, restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood in Chicago.
Exactly, Bob. So, you know, we are an independent restaurant town. We are not really a chain restaurant town like you would see in Houston or Tampa. We're a very independent restaurant town in all of our 77 neighborhoods. Just look at these great neighborhoods and restaurants throughout the city of Chicago, like Pilsen and Hyde Park and Logan Square and Avondale, obviously the West Loop and River North and Lakeview and, you know, on and on. Great restaurants even in Jefferson Park, all over the city. Chatham's got some great restaurants now too. So we're an independent restaurant town. So no business model, Bob, no business model. You could go four, you know, almost it would be 16 weeks if we don't open to June 26th. Half the restaurants already closed. That means 16 weeks with no sales at all. And 50% of the restaurants that are open are down 80% in sales. So no economic model can go 16 weeks with no sales or 16 weeks with just 20% sales. So that's it. We just want to make sure we're communicating with our elected leaders. One thing I think we need to still work on at the federal level, and we've been talking with Senator Durbin and Congressman Garcia and Congressman Quigley, is we need a stimulus bill just for the restaurant industry and CARES Act Phase 4, like they did for the airlines. They did that for the airlines. They've done it for the banks. They've done it for our auto industry. Like I said, why wouldn't we do this for the restaurant industry? As you just quoted me, restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood here in the United States. So let's look at a CARES Act Phase 4 restaurant stimulus bill. Because, yeah, like I said, what's it going to look like in all our cities and small towns throughout the country if we, you know, if 20%, 25% of the restaurants close? Will not look pretty.
Right. I mean, they're important to every community across the country, but here in Chicago, and, you know, we are boastful about this, and we're provincial, and we brag about our restaurants being the best, and the people who run them are the best, and it's like family, social gathering spots. We're hurting for all the retail folks who are having troubles now, and there's something about the restaurants, though, where we socialize and meet people. It really hurts to see them struggling. How well are these restaurants doing with the curbside delivery and so forth, Sam?
I mean, that's a good question. You know, so 50% of the restaurants are closed, just closed. 50% are doing curbside pickup, delivery with third-party delivery, carryouts, drive-throughs, the places that have drive-throughs. But again, it's average that our restaurants are down 80% in sales, Bob, 80%. So they're doing 20% of their sales. And why they're doing it is they need cash flow to come in because they want to pay their team members. Because people go into restaurants for the food, but they come back for the service. Who's the service? It's the team members. Any restaurateur will tell you it's all about the team members. Like you said, they are family. You go in for the food, but you go back for the service because you want to see those servers.
Yeah, and, you know, the waiters and waitresses and restaurateurs I talk to, they're unbelievable because, of course, they're hurting financially, but I've heard from so many of them, what they miss is the interaction with their customers. They miss seeing their friends. And you would like to see restaurants reopen at, what, 25% capacity starting June 1st and different health measures in place? Is that what you want, Sam?
But here's the thing. I want to communicate and educate with the governor and his people. I want them to communicate and educate with us. We would like this open June 1st with limited seating, whatever communication, whatever the doctors and scientists think that's a possibility. We want to see PPE in place, which is personal protective equipment. So, you know, that's facial covering, gloves, facial covering, maybe taking the temperature of the team members when they come to work, social distancing. So I just want all your listeners to know, we want to be the concern of the health and safety of our team members and our customers. We want to see PPE in place, personal protective equipment, face covering, gloves, social distancing, taking the temperature of our team members when they come to work. And let's see, you know, and let's talk about limited capacity, and let's look at doing the 14-day period to move between phases like they're doing in New York. Governor Cuomo is doing in New York, you know, using what Dr. Fauci suggested, instead of the 28-day period to move between phases. Because if you look at Mayor Lightfoot, she's talking about the 14-day period to move between phases. The governor's talking about a 28-day period to move between phases.
Well, you know what? Let's see what happens watching Indiana next door. And then, as you say, wait and see, and then act accordingly. Be safe and smart, depending on how it goes over there. Sam Toyer, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Thanks, as always, Sam. Keep us posted, will you?
Thanks. Absolutely. Keep asking me back, and I'll come back. Communication, education, the key to success. Everyone stay safe. We're going to beat this virus, and we're going to stay the culinary capital of the United States.
There you go. Attaboy, Sam.